This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The fourth indictment of former U.S. President Donald Trump and 18 other people for alleged efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election drew a swift response from politicians and voters on Tuesday. On the streets near Washington, Melissa Fry said the time is now for justice.
He needs to be held responsible for his actions and the damage that he's done.
The state of Georgia's grand jury's 41-count indictment was announced late Monday as U.S. lawmakers took an annual month-long summer break. U.S. President Joe Biden pledges to get Hawaii everything it needs, AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Before talking about his economic policies in Milwaukee, President Biden spent some time addressing the tragedy in Maui.
I've spoken to Governor Josh Green multiple times and reassured him the state will have everything it needs from the federal government.
And Biden plans a visit. He just doesn't know when.
My wife Jill and I are going to travel to Hawaii as soon as we can. That's what I've been talking to the governor about. I don't want to get in the way.
And he gave more than thoughts and prayers.
Not just our prayers. Every asset they need will be there for them.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Hawaii's governor says the death toll from the fire now sits at 101. A fire at a fuel station in southern Russia region of Dagestan late Monday killed 35 people. Russia's Emergency Services Ministry said on Tuesday that fire started at an auto repair shop on the roadside of a highway Monday night and caused blast as it spread to the nearby filling station. Images shared by the Emergency Services Ministry showed firefighters trying to put out a colossal